Inside the Huddle with Jamie Blacker and Don Stock. Brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance. And now, sitting in for Jamie Blacker, Don Stock.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome on this rainy Saturday morning, a start for a weekend. But we got a great show for you tonight or this afternoon as Don Helmick, the head coach of the Clady Bulldogs, is in the house. Kale Morris, I always want to say Kyle. Kale Morris will be in as he is a new head coach out at Clinton Prairie. Then we're going to talk to Blake Betzner from the Carroll Cougars on their big victory last night. And then we're going to wrap it up with head coach Matt Crawford of the Lady Hot Dogs. Last night in football action, an upset right off the bat as Monrovia beats Danville 19-14. Last night, a game that Don and Carl carried for us. Carroll beats West Central 47-6, and Sheridan all over Hagerstown 75-36. That was a 35-36 ball game at halftime, and Sheridan just explodes in the second half. So now Carroll will head to Adams Central next Friday. We'll be tagging along with them going there, and then Sheridan will be at North Decatur. In other actions in the Hoosier Conference, West Lafayette beats Hanover 44-17, and Lafayette Central Catholic beats Rochester 24-8. So, wait a minute, I got one more score, because I got to throw in the Colbys from Kokomo. They beat Mississinawa, Austin, 44-13. They'll take on Columbia City at home next Friday. So, you hot dogs who remember the Colbys head over there, great facility, Kokomo High School, and enjoy a Kokomo Wildcat football game. Coach Helmick, thanks for joining us, man. Glad to have you in the house.
Oh, it's good to be here. I enjoy this.
Well, you know, you got started off already. Got your first victory in. That's got to be a good thing, beating Frontier Thursday night.
Yeah, we didn't have our scrimmage this year. Fall break kind of had some kids on previous plans, so we didn't have enough practice. So we was not real sure what that was going to look like. In the first quarter, it wasn't real pleasant to watch. But I think what got us ready was we was able to get with Coach Davis, and we tied our practice in with their IHSAA-allowed workouts, and we kind of had the boys scrimmage us there a couple days. And that really done us a lot of good.
Man, I'm glad you mentioned that. We were up on Wednesday night for the Hot Dogs and Lady Cougar basketball game, and we talked about that, the importance of the gals playing against the guys just for the physicality or the quickness of the ball game.
Yeah, and, you know, some of the Troy Smith, one of the seniors there, is who I organized it with, and then, of course, got approval from Coach Davis. But he said, well, how hard do you want us to be? He says, you want us to take it easy on them? And I said, well, that's not going to do us any good. I said, I just don't want you or them to get hurt, but, you know, go at it. And, you know, we did for about 25, 30 minutes, and you know, the girls worked harder than they've worked at any practice, and the boys left wringing wet. So, you know, it was a good situation for both. A few times I had to tell the boys that was too hard of a foul, but other than that, it was a good situation.
Well, you have a young Davison gal coming in to take the older Davison's place. Talk a little bit about your lady Bulldogs.
Yeah, we lost Kendall. She's enjoying life at Kentucky. But we got Carly, and she's been playing AAU. She plays basketball 365 pretty much. But still, we wasn't real sure what we were going to see from her, just from the standpoint that a lot of AAU, you play against your own age. And there's still a little bit of a difference from high school to some AAU, and she came out the first night. She had 13 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 assists. So, you know, not a bad start for a freshman. But then, you know, one of the things we had talked about, we've got Eric Robbins, who is also playing the two guard right now, and they both see the floor so well that when – our post players get open, they're going to get the ball, and it's just a matter of them finishing. I think between Erica and Carly to combine, they had I think they probably had 12 or 13 assists, and the Parkinson girl had uh, had 14 points, I believe. And then we have a new girl out this year that played as a freshman but hasn't played since, and that's Bridget Royer. And, you know, she got in the second half. And, you know, she had 7 points and 4 or 5 rebounds. And, you know, that's a girl that hadn't played since her freshman year and probably played JV a lot that year. I'm not sure if she played any varsity at all. So, you know, I think once the season gets going, that's going to be a great addition. We have a great incoming freshman class. And, you know, the tools from last year, other than Kendall, still there.
Yeah, one guy you didn't talk about, Sam Adams, is sometimes she's your post player. Sometimes she likes to stay out there on that three line.
Yeah, Sam's a fun kid. She enjoys life on the basketball floor. She plays extremely hard. I think she ended up with 6 or 7 rebounds the other night. We have got her somewhat lassoed in to not just rely on the three ball as much as, you know, she has in the past. But we're using her more at a post this year, at least as of right now, just because, I mean, if you look at her from behind her shoulders, I mean, she's a strong girl. She gives up some size height wise, but just her determination and strength, you know, makes her, effective in a 1A post position.
Well, I mean, basketball is you like to have height, of course, but sometimes if you are fundamentally sound and you're block out and you can get the ball kicked out, speed can go a long, long way also.
Yeah, and that's something, you know, it was unfair to Kendall last year and Erica that, you know, they were put in a point guard role that they really hadn't been in before. So this year, you know, Carly, that's all Carly's done. She's only been a point guard, and, you know, she gets the ball up the floor quicker. She's got a little bit more confidence just because it's something she's always done. And, you know, once we get it out, she's going to get it up the floor, and we got a lot of transition baskets the other night just because of that. And I think once they get used to playing with her and the girls all get used to one another and then, the new additions and whatnot, I think we'll be able to run a little bit more than what we have in the past.
Well, Coach, I always like to talk about the speed of the game. As most of our listeners realize, my son brought that to my attention pretty quickly in his high school career. So let's talk about is there a difference between playing at the high school level and playing at an AAU level, or is it runs about the same through that process?
I think it's a lot of what organization you get with. You know, you have your organizations that, you know, Sarah Parkinson played on one that they traveled pretty much all over the nation. And then you get some local that just want to keep a ball in a kid's hands and they play more in the area and you know, maybe don't get the quality of competition, but still they're keeping a ball in their hands. So I think it just depends on what team you get with. Because, like, some of them go to the Louisville tournaments and they're premier tournaments, they're, you know, exposure tournaments and things of that nature. And then, you know, the other teams are just local AAU tournaments just to, you know, keep a ball in their hand and get better.
Do you have a flavor on whether or not your kids do either way?
I like to see them play, but also, you know, at a small school, it's tough because you still want them involved in the other sports. You know, we're unique this year for the girls' side that, you know, I'm hearing, you know, Benton Central has 9 players total. And we've already had 5 JV games canceled because other teams don't have enough. And this year we have 16 kids. So, you know, we're unique in that situation this year. But, you know, my fear a lot of times, some travel coaches, I don't want to, you know, stereotype them all, but some in all the sports make that player feel like they have to focus on that one sport. And then that's where the AAU, the club volleyball, the travel softball kind of can really mess up a small school just for numbers purposes. So if it's the right situation, the coach is understanding, I think the travel ball, the AAU, and club volleyball is all a great thing.
Well, what are your expectations for this year's girls basketball team?
Well, I think we definitely can match what we did last year. as far as wins and losses, maybe improved a little bit, but you know, we think we'll be right around that for sure. Of course, we won't be playing, you know, our best basketball team of the season, like everybody says, but I think when you look at our sectional, I don't know that there's a favorite. I think it's wide open. You know, Faith Christian's going to be really good with the two freshmen. Rossville's always good just because of the way, you know, he gets them to play hard. And then, you know, we've got Fountain Central, I believe, is the other team, and we don't know anything about them. But, you know, we know Faith with their incoming freshmen, and Rossville's got some incoming freshmen as well with a few layovers from last year. I think it's going to be a wide-open sectional. I think we can contend for it. It's not like going into last year knowing that, hey, we don't want to face LCC first because, you know, the stars got to line up. And, you know, this year I don't feel like there's a team like that. So, you know, it's about getting the kids to buy in and staying healthy.
What's your view on the way they're going to do the tournament this year?
I guess I'm
in the mud. They're talking about they'll just draw the sectional. And then after the sectional championship's over, they'll draw the regional out so everybody will stay within 40 miles of their school.
Oh, is that approved?
I think that's what has been. That's what I've heard everybody talk
I mean,
about.
I heard talk about it. You know, I don't mind it. I, of course, not being from up here, I'm not familiar with all the rivalries and different things. And I know when I was at Mooresville, you know, it was Brownsburg, Avon, and we were all different classes. And it was neat when it was one class. Just because you kept that same rivalry and different things, but a lot of the rivalries that I'm seeing around here are different classes anyway. So I think that would be a good thing just from the standpoint that, you know, you could get more fans to the regional games. And, you know, we went to a regional when I was at Cascade, and it was down in Ferdinand, Indiana, Forest Park. Well, that was 2.5 hours, time change, and it was snowing. I think we had 20 fans there. So, you know, closer regionals would definitely help that out.
Well, to my understanding, it'll be a one-game regional and then a two-game semi-state this year.
Similar to softball.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that would be, you know, and that may that may eliminate the overlap of the boys and girls there at the end.
Well, I just want to congratulate you. I'm sitting here looking at your all-time record, and you're over 500 now, Coach.
Yeah, I told the AD that, hey, I'm one game over 500. We're 1-0. I might just need to quit now.
Well, don't do that. We've watched the girls' program change under your leadership, and there's nothing but good things coming for the Lady Bulldogs.
Well, thank you.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us. We'll be back in touch. See
all how right.
you're doing as we go down the year here, as we enjoy you coming in for Inside the Huddle. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by Susan Casper Insurance.